Good morning. We're continuing with Chayyadim, Klal Mem Ches, and we're learning Siman Dalet. Gimel Shachol Yachad, V'holach Echad Mehem, Mezim, Menim, Chabur Acheres. So there's three together, and one of the three left, and the Zimun with a different group. And Yechalam, the Tzarif, or the Beis HaNishorim. So he cannot come back and now be Mezamen with the original two. He's undone his Chi of Zimun by answering elsewhere. So they cannot use him to be included. The opinion of the Levush and others is that, but they could take a third person from the street like we had before, have him eat a small amount with them and join them, and they can be mezamen together. However, they were a group of three. The Chi of Zimun was bottled because one of the three had totally lost his Chi of Zimun, so they don't have a Chi of Zimun anymore. So adding a third person won't help at this point in time. So this is worse than the case we had before where two people were eating by themselves and they add a third. They didn't have a Chi of Zimun yet, and then they create the Chi of Zimun when the third person joins. But over here they had a Chi of Zimun, which has been relieved from them, and therefore there's no longer a Chi of Zimun. That the Rashba says that there's no Chi of Zimun. And the Chayyadim says Yesh L'Hakel. Now it's not clear how to understand that Yesh L'Hakel. Mishabur understands Yesh L'Hakel means that they don't have a Chi of Zimun. We follow the Rashba and there's no Chi of Zimun. Mishabur understands the Chayyadim as such, and he says we don't pass on like that. We pass on that they could be Mitzar of somebody else. Not like the Rashba, not like the Chayyadim. So he understands the Chayyadim saying that they're Potter, and we're paskening. We pass not like the Chayyadim, that they could do Zimun. Theoretically, you could have read the Chayyadim the other way around. V'yesh l'hakel, we're going to be allow them to do Zimun. And that's the Kula. The Ramah introduces this idea that nowadays, since we're not being moitzi each other through the Zimun, which is what they did, but each person is saying their own benching. So the whole Zimun boils down to just answering the Baruch Shachal Mishlob Tevichino, which there's no mention of Hashem Hashem. So in that situation, even if case where there's not a Chi of Zimun, Zimun would be acceptable. So then we could understand this Chayyadim along those lines. But again, the Mishabur does not understand the Chayyadim like that, and he passes not like the Chayyadim. This case is not such a common case, so let's move on. Okay, Simon Hay, Dalit Shachlu Yachad al Shulchan Echad, Ubeis al Shulchan Acher. Four sat on table one, and two sat on table two. Yachal Echim in a Dal of the Hitzdarvim, Ubeis al Zamini Mehem. So one of the four can join the two, and now each one has three. And they're going to do a Zimun. Now, the case over here is not clear. If he's going to join them and eat with them, so then it makes sense. So that's like we had before. It's not worse than somebody from the Shuk joining them and eating with them. So that's not this Kiddush. The Chor of this Kiddush is even if he doesn't eat with them. So the Chor, if he doesn't eat with them, there's no Chi of Zimun upon the two of them. Because they have, they only ate together with two. And the third person didn't really join them. So if they have a Chi of Zimun, he's joining them in their Chi of Zimun. So he has a Chi of Zimun, they have a Chi of Zimun. So he can join them for Zimun. But over here, they don't have a Chi of Zimun to start with, so how is it possible? So Mishabura finds this din of the Chayyadim difficult to understand. What the scenario would be that this din would be true. Okay, that's the first point of the Chayyadim. Karzimnu Hagimal Nishardim. If the three had been mezamen together, he did not answer, but the Chi of Zimun that he had is gone because the rest of them benched. So we see this idea again that even if a person wasn't part of the actual Zimun, But if he's part of the group where which the Chiyuv Zimun has been removed from, he no longer has a Chiyuv Zimun. So now he cannot join them. Again, if he eats with them, that's a different story. But he's not eating with them. All he's doing is joining them for benching. And he's bringing his Chiyuv Zimun with him while there's no Chiyuv Zimun anymore. So in that situation, he cannot join them anymore. So let's say the three of them bench, and he doesn't answer. He says, I'll sit here while you bench, and then I'll go and join them, because I didn't answer. So that's not true. Even if he did not answer with them, since he was part of that group, and that group has lost its Zimun, he has lost his Zimun as well. If it's 3 and 3, and one wants to join and make it 4 and 2, you're not allowed to do that. You're not allowed to move in such a way that you're causing a group to lose their din zimun. So he would not be allowed to leave and join the other three, leaving these two without a zimun. Okay, Bez Hashem, we will continue on the zimun in the next year. And meanwhile, have a good day.